recently in my country, a governmental official bragged about something which they normally won't even talk about. He bragged about how he lied and presented a lie to the people about a certain law so that it could become law, but he lied because he knew people would not accept the law if they knew the truth. Well, that's the wisdom of people, isn't it? A lie will get me by. Other people are too stupid to know what's good for them, and I am the one who can present a lie to them so I can get what's really best for them, because they're too stupid to know what's good for them. Well, that's called the wisdom of men, the wisdom of mankind. He thought he was very clever, but now it's catching up with him and a lot of others now that this has come to light. Listen to what Paul said we should depend on instead of the wisdom of people, because we're often deceived by the wisdom of men. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brothers, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see, it is Jesus' blood that gives us power, and Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of men would never choose that sort of thing to be the basis of the religion. Oh, the religion men make up, we die for the gods. But in the way that God portrayed his redemptive plan to us, God became man and died for us, so that by faith we might have eternal life. That's wisdom. Don't be fooled by all the wisdom of men, people who just make up things in their own mind and decide that that's the truth, or they deceive us into following their ideas so they can fulfill their own purposes. But depend on the wisdom of God in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for Jesus. That is wisdom for us and redemption. We thank you so much for it. We thank you, O Lord, that you planned out this path of redemption for us, that in Jesus Christ we have the power to be saved, forgiven of our sins, and that we have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.